This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Pete Lyons, whose new book, I mean, it's a pretty cool book. I saw it up at Road America a couple weeks ago. It's the book of Shadow Racing, The Magnificent Machines of a Man of Mystery, dealing with Can-Am Formula and Formula 5000. Pete, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Steve. Great to talk with you. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And, you know, from somebody like me who was a kid in the 70s, you know, for me, AFX cars, it was an era which there weren't too many black cars. And black cars, of course, when you're a kid, is cool. And we all had the AFX cars and whatnot, used them on our slot car tracks. But Shadow was certainly an interesting, thought-provoking team in that. But maybe tell the listeners a bit about the Don Nichols, who is the man behind the team.
Well, there's a lot of people who would probably say black was an appropriate color for Don Nichols because he deliberately kept himself a rather shadowy figure. There was first of all, he was an innately reserved fellow, I came to understand as I got to know him. He liked to use the rumor, and that's all he said it was a rumor, that he had been a CIA spy back in his times with the U.S. Army, when he was an Army counterintelligence officer stationed in Japan during the Cold War. And he would say that much to you, but then somebody would say, well, what did you do? What things did you accomplish? Well, I don't think it's appropriate to talk about that. And so he would just leave that hanging. You'd think, ooh, a spy. And so I'm not saying it didn't happen, but he never actually confirmed it to us. So naturally, when there's an absence of fact, rumors rush in so that everybody says he was a spy.
And tell us a bit about the book. How did it come about? And give the listeners a little bit of your background too, which is interesting in itself.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've happily misspent my youth as a racing journalist. I sort of basically ran away and joined the circus when I was a kid, or young guy, and I've never left. I've had an absolutely wonderful time following Formula One and Can-Am and some IndyCar racing and even a little NASCAR around the world. I've been a magazine editor. I've done race reports for Autosport, Auto Week, a whole bunch of other magazines. And I've done, Shadow is actually my 18th book on the start, surprised to say. And it's probably the biggest one, and I'm delighted to do it. It was just a joy to do it.
Well, Pete, Jeff Orlowski here. Congratulations, 18 books. That's one hell of an achievement, and it's only 18 more than I've ever written. So you don't have any competition coming from this side anytime soon. What is your... your favorite personal memory of the Shadow team and, you know, the fun drivers and everything that they had over there?
Whoa, how much time have we got, Steve? remember, they were actually active in racing for about 12 years, and they were in Formula One, in Can-Am, and in Formula 5000. And there were probably close to 30, certainly over 30 professional drivers who ran the cars. And there were, Don Nichols used to claim he made more than 100 of these cars. And so, and there were at least 14 specific types of them. So you're asking me for my favorite. Gosh, I'm going to have to just jump in and say that the tiny tire car, the very first one, was the most eye-catching one. It was this roller skate on wheels that they used to, I'm sorry, this go-kart on steroids is what they used to call it. You know, it was a doorstop, a Chevy engine stuck in the back of it. And it debuted in 1970 and only ran three races. It didn't do at all well, but what it did was catch everyone's attention. And if it had been a conventional car, if Don Nichols had been a conventional person and just done a conventional car and had that kind of a record, it would have sunk without a trace. We'd not even remember the name anymore. But because that car was so electrifyingly eye-catching, we have never forgotten the name Shadow. And it all goes back to that image created, I think, in 1969, 1970.
How did the name come about?
Ah, there are stories there, too. There are people who will tell you, well, it's because of his mysterious background as a spy. He also himself used to say that he used to love listening to the Shadow radio program, which was the one where this guy goes, what evil lurks in the hearts of men, the Shadow knows. And people thought that was probably the main reason for the name, and he used to say it was part of it. But he and the guy who designed the first car, Trevor Harris, I spoke with both of them at great length about all this. And they seemed to agree that the actual genuine reason for it was because they wanted to build a very, very low-profile car to reduce the frontal area so the car could go faster along the straight. And that was the whole key to the car, that it was much lower than a regular car. And during a bench racing session one day, the two of them were sitting around saying, well, what's the lowest machine we could make it? How tall would it be? And they said, well, you know, actually, there's only one two-dimensional object in the universe, and that is a shadow. And the shadow is that the car cast is actually okay. The only two-dimensional thing you can have. And so, okay, that's a good name. We'll call it the Shadow.
Interesting, good stuff. We're talking to Don Lyons on the Great Midwest Bank, or I'm sorry, Pete Lyons on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline about his book, Shadow, the Magnificent Machines of a Man of Mystery. And I guess the most important question, Pete, is how can we get the book?
I would love it if people would come to me and get a personal signed autographed copy from me, which they can do at my website, which is simply PeteLyons.com. That's all one word, lowercase, and don't forget the S there, PeteLyons.com. But, of course, there are other places that retail it. It's published in England, and it's printed in Europe, so it's fairly expensive. It's a big book. It's about $100. But, honestly, I think it's worth it. It's much thicker than the book they asked me to write. I suffer from an inability to stop writing, I'm afraid. And it has 600-plus photos in it, and every single model of Shadow is lavishly illustrated, talked about, and all of the people are interviewed. I interviewed as many people as I could get, you know, dozens of drivers, dozens of crew members, Don himself, all the designers. Penny Nichols, Don's daughter, who lives in Florida, she was with the team back in the 70s, and so I found her again, and we spent a lot of time. She was helping us greatly with insights to her life with her dad. So honestly, I think it's a good value for as expensive as it is.
Well, if you got problems stopping writing, I hope you didn't write your own vows for your wedding, or it might still be going on now.
Well,
luckily,
Pete, certainly...
I was so tongue-tied that glorious day that I don't know that I said anything.
Hey, we certainly take you. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule being on the show today. Make sure you check out Pete Lyons. It's Pete and then Lyons .com for the. It's a fantastic book. I saw it up at Road America a few weeks ago when George Fulmer and those guys were up there. Had a wonderful time up there, and it is worth the book. I mean, it's spectacularly turned out. The photos are awesome, and I really recommend it.
Thank you.
We will have it on our Facebook page, too, and we'll also tweet it out on our Twitter account on how to get the book. And, Pete, we certainly appreciate you taking time out.
Dave, it's been a delight talking with you. Thank you very much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.